T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate moving forward with impeachment trial after Republican challenge. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Tempers flare at a Wichita City Council workshop. That story is ahead.
No more snow days this year for Wichita students. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It may be a bit slow going with some slippery spots on the road here early on. Our temperature stays in the deep freeze today, but a warming trend on the way as we head toward the weekend. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
The Senate is moving forward with the impeachment trial of former President Trump after a Republican challenge to its constitutionality.
The Senate rejected a motion from Kentucky Republican Rand Paul declaring an impeachment trial of former President Trump unconstitutional.
As of noon last Wednesday, Donald Trump holds none of the positions listed in the Constitution. He is a private citizen.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls that analysis flat out wrong.
The theory that the Senate can't try former officials would amount to a constitutional get-out-of-jail-free card.
But just 5 Republicans joined Democrats to dismiss the point of order, a strong signal at least 17 Republican senators would not join Democrats to convict Trump of the article, charging him with incitement of insurrection related to the deadly January 6th riot. At the U.S. Capitol, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 3.5-hour Wichita City Council workshop, the council discussing the creation of an ethics advisory board, and it did feature several heated exchanges between Councilmember Jeff Blubaugh and Mayor Brandon Whipple.
Blubaugh said the mayor accused him of endorsing the actions of former Councilmember James Clendenin, who resigned in December because of false allegations made against Whipple in a political attack ad. Blubaugh showed the mayor several pictures he claims the mayor's team manipulated for his own political attacks.
I'd be glad to share all this with you and we can discuss it. Because, frankly, I don't like the hypocrisy.
Tell me more. No, I want to see him. You want to drag this out further, or do you want to end on that note?
No, we can discuss it in private, or we can discuss it off on the bench.
The mayor called Blubaugh's performance, quote, a good show. A modified proposal on ethics review will return to the council on February 9th. From there, it would go to district advisory boards and a social media town hall for engagement and input. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Students in Wichita Public Schools will no longer get time off for snow days for the remainder of the year.
Division Director of Operations for USD 259, Fabian Armendez, tells KSN News, if there is a need for a snow day, students instead will learn from home.
We're going to try to notify parents and staff the day before that there's a possibility for a remote day the following day due to weather, so that way materials can go home and teachers and staff can be ready to go.
District leaders say they have no free days left because the school year started late and the calendar year was condensed due to COVID. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
200 House Republicans say they will protect the Hyde Amendment, and that bars federal money from paying for abortions.
Republicans may be divided on the direction the party goes after President Trump, but they're not split on abortion. That's why 200 House Republicans signed a letter to top congressional leaders in both chambers, saying they'll oppose any bill which funds abortion. There may be friction between pro-Trump Republicans and the third-ranking Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, for her impeachment vote of the former president. But Cheney and other Republicans are in lockstep with retaining the so-called Hyde Amendment. It's named after the late Illinois Representative Henry Hyde. It bars federal dollars from paying for abortion services. Republicans say abolishing the Hyde Amendment would destroy nearly a half century of bipartisan consensus.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram reporting.
The mother of a man who killed his father and wounded two Rice County, Kansas law officers has been charged in the case. Rice County Attorney Remington Dahlke says Shirley Loader of Arlington was charged this month with suspicion of criminal distribution of a firearm. Now, prosecutors allege Loader gave her son, David Madden, a weapon he used in April of 2019. He shot and killed his father at their rural Rice County home. Madden also shot Rice County Undersheriff Chad Murphy and Sheriff Bryant Evans before killing himself. Madden was a convicted felon who is not legally allowed to have a gun. Loader bonded out of the Reno County Jail Friday. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll hear from a former Wichita State basketball player who was part of a big upset last night. It's coming up in sports.
And the U.S. Army is changing its style. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News there is progress in bringing the COVID vaccine to healthcare workers and residents of retirement homes in the county.
We've not been getting a lot of vaccines until last week. We got some dose, but this week we're supposed to get, we hear we're going to get maybe 5,000 to 6,000 doses, which would be really good.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. The United States Army is changing its style.
Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper ordered a review on military grooming and hairstyles last summer in part of a broad effort to expand diversity and reduce prejudice among the ranks. As a result, the Army announcing women can now wear their hair in a ponytail or braid tucked under their shirt. The changes allow earrings, hair highlights, dyes, and allow greater flexibilities for twists, cornrows, and other styles. As for male soldiers, beards are still a no-go, and they're also still not allowed to wear earrings. John Saucier, Fox News.
There will be no inductees for this year's Hall of Fame class for Major League Baseball.
The Baseball Writers Association of America voted on Tuesday for this year's Baseball Hall of Fame, and not one player was elected in. Cy Young Award winner Curt Schilling came in the closest, receiving 71% of the vote, needing 16 more votes to reach the mandatory 75% to be inducted. Schilling has since released a statement asking to be removed from next year's ballot. This year's players group also included one known performance-enhancing drug user, outfielder Manny Ramirez, who was suspended twice for positive tests. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Gary Sheffield, and Sammy Sosa were also on the ballot once again this year. All have been associated with PED use, although never proven. Next year, Alex Rodriguez and David Ortiz will be available to be inducted into the Hall for the first time. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning in traffic, right now here in the Wichita area, traffic volumes do seem to be about the only thing slowing traffic down. Getting some heavier traffic right now on I-235 up around the North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96. Some fairly heavy traffic there at this time. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our area of low pressure that brought us snow last night continues to move on off to the east. Clouds will gradually start to move out with a mostly sunny sky today. Temperatures do stay cold, though, with a high 28. Clear tonight, our low 18, and then partly cloudy and breezy. Better weather ahead tomorrow, Thursday's high 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 23 degrees, northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday with socially distanced seating, carry out, and to-go available. Menu available at monarchwichita.com, the Monarch in Delano. 8:10 now. Eight may come on 8:11 now. Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Time for Wednesdays with Wagle, Dr. Jason Wagle with the Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve.
Yes, on this cold morning, are most people who are missing teeth good candidates for dental implants?
Yes, most people who need to replace missing teeth are considered good candidates for dental implants. That's a big change from when dental implants were first introduced.
So what's new these days then?
Modern dental implants have a history that goes back to the early 1960s. At that time, if someone didn't have sufficient bone to anchor implants, they weren't considered good candidates. Now we routinely do bone grafting procedures someone does not have enough bone.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Okay, surgical bone grafting is a common procedure that is done to prepare the jawbone for implants. We can greatly increase the volume and the strength of the bone available to provide a secure foundation for the dental implants.
Are there other factors that you consider?
Yes. The success rate for dental implants is also dependent on a number of health factors. A few examples are uncontrolled diabetes, smoking, cancer treatment, and a compromised immune system. We work closely with the patient, their dentist, and their physician to evaluate each patient and advise them on their options.
Okay, from a dental perspective, what do you need to do to get patients ready for dental implants?
Well, in addition to making sure that there's sufficient bone, we treat gum disease ahead of time to get the patient's mouth as healthy as possible. Also, if someone has habits such as clenching or grinding their teeth, we address those issues to help protect the new implant-supported teeth.
What's the overall success rate with dental implants?
You know, it depends on many factors, such as where in the mouth the implants are placed. But for a healthy person, the success rates can be about 98%. Which is remarkable.
What about keeping people comfortable?
That's a great question. At Kansas Perio, patients tell us every day that they were surprised by how comfortable they were during the implant procedures.
All right. Thanks for being with us Wednesdays with Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. But it's time to get serious about your smile. Go to KansasPerio.com. Dr. Jason Wagle with us this morning. Oh, the phone number there is 685-2731. Stephen, Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Ted, an unlucky start to a North Carolina man's day turned upside down when he discovered he won a $2 million lottery prize hours after hitting two deer with his new car. A new car, he hits two deer, okay? The North Carolina Education Lottery says Anthony Dow of Leland had the accident on his way to work. It ruined his day, so he returned home and went to sleep.
Yep, why not?
Yeah. When he got up, he saw that his ticket numbers matched.
What?
Dow claimed his prize at the lottery headquarters in Raleigh Monday, taking home about $1.4 million after taxes.
Well, that'll brighten up your day.
Says he's going to get his car fixed.
And?
With the money. Got plenty of money.
Figure out how to prepare venison.
Yeah. What to do with those deer he ran into. Let's see here. Tell us animals news. Here's another one. How long have dogs been man's best friend?
According to the beginning of time.
It's a long time. It says here more than 20,000 years,
yeah.
According to scientists. A new study released this week claims that the first humans to migrate into North America 15,000 years ago brought their dogs with them. But the human-canine connection goes back even farther than that. It's believed that dogs were first domesticated in Siberia some 23,000 years ago. I wonder what the first dog that they brought into North America was. I think it was a Chihuahua or a Shih Tzu or something like that.
I doubt it.
Probably something fairly wolf-like.
You would think.
Large and tough with lots of teeth. All right. It's 8:14 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And when you hear our news today, no more snow days this year for Wichita Public School students. You know, if you got a snow day, you just stay home and do your work, right? That's kind of boring.
It's the way it all, the wave of the future, baby.
And we were kids. We liked to have the snow days.
It was a huge treat.
And if you were sick enough to stay home, you know, for a sick day, and you weren't too sick, that was okay. But after about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and your mom was watching those soap operas, oh my goodness!
Yep.
It's time to get back to school.
Big dose of guiding light.
Whoa! Yikes! All right.
All right, 8:15 now, Steve and Ted, and we've got a great opportunity for you listeners right now.
Yes.
To help celebrate Kansas City's run to the big game on February 7th, we want to see your Kansas City displays. Time for you to be creative, and there is a payoff. Submit your Kansas City display photo on KNSS Radio's website to show just how much of an ultimate Kansas City team fan you are and what you're doing to celebrate their iconic second consecutive appearance at the game. Station judges will review all entries, and Friday, February 5th, will pick one winner who they think shows off their fandom the best to walk away with a brand-new 70-inch 4K smart LG TV valued at $800.
Wow.
Courtesy of your friends at Hefner TV and Electronics.
You know there are a lot of great displays out there.
Oh, man.
And somebody's going to win that huge big-screen TV.
Show your Kansas City pride. Submit your photo now at knssradio.com. Time to be creative and maybe show your team support and maybe come away with that great big prize. And
Don't forget, KNSS is the home, home of the Kansas City
98.7 Chiefs. 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, the home of the Kansas City Chiefs.
And we will have that game for you on Sunday, February 7th, Chiefs-Buccaneers.
It's part of what we do here on the radio. Steve and Ted here, coming up on 8:17, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And time for sports with Ted Woodward, and he's got a big basketball game. As you were pointing out earlier, an opportunity for the Kansas State Wildcats.
Well, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It is. If K-State wins tonight, it will make huge national news.
It sure will.
Kansas State men are on the road tonight. They are playing the number 2 ranked team in the nation, the Baylor Bears. Baylor is 14-0. K-State is on a 6-game losing streak right now. These teams did meet 5 weeks ago, right before Christmas in Manhattan. Baylor won that game by 31 points. K-State is a 24-point underdog going into this one tonight. It'll tip off at 8 o'clock in Waco this evening, and it'll be nationally televised on ESPN2, K-State at Baylor this evening. The Wichita State women are on the road today. They are at Cincinnati. The Shocker women are also trying to snap a 6-game losing streak, still looking for that first conference win of the year. Shocker head coach Keitha Adams talks about the first time these teams met in Wichita a few weeks back. Cincinnati in that game had 7 blocked shots. Shockers need to do a better job with that, Coach Adam.
Yeah, we've been working on our post. We had a broom out there today, you know, literally a broom. And you can't just catch that ball and turn and think you're going to shoot. Now, knowing what we know, you shot fake, you're going to get them to leave their feet and get up, and then you can step through and get that up and under move and get by them. So we're working on that, and you know, hopefully we'll do a much better job Wednesday afternoon than we did when we played them the first time.
Shocker women at Cincinnati. Steve Strain will have that one at 1 o'clock this afternoon. You can hear the Shocker ladies on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Don't forget, Shocker men are not playing today. Shocker men were scheduled to be at Cincinnati this evening. That game has been postponed. The conference has postponed that one because of COVID protocol issues with Cincinnati.
Right.
So the Shocker men will not play tonight. We'll take a look at what else is going on in the world of sports, including college men's basketball action last night. An upset. 24th-ranked Oklahoma went into Austin and beat number 5 Texas, 80-79. Texas down to 5 scholarship players. A little bit of a depleted roster, but Oklahoma gets that big win on the road. Former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves, with 23 points to lead the Sooners to that win. Made a couple of huge free throws with 18 seconds to go. Austin Reeves helps the Sooners to that big win.
Since the start, we've honestly thought that we could be this team, and honestly, we still got a lot of things to improve on. Like I said, that we've always thought that we could be this good and honestly better.
By the way, Austin Reeves, the former Shocker, leads the Sooners in scoring, rebounding, and assists this
good
season.
Good gravy. What happened there?
Good player.
He was a good player then, and when he was here, now he's a better player there.
He's doing well.
Yeah.
Late in his career, leading Oklahoma to a nice win last night. Of course, we mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs getting ready for the Super Bowl in a week and a half, taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, of course, the Chiefs are already Super Bowl champs. They're defending that championship this season. What if the Chiefs, well, if they win, that's 2 in a row. What if they don't win? Are the Chiefs still considered a success? That issue coming up on ESPN Radio from Jay Williams.
These practical
debates about, hey, should they be successful if they reach the Super Bowl? For somebody who just likes to play sports leisurely, of course, that's successful, right? But none of these guys think practically. None of them think reasonably when it comes to their sport. That's what's allowed them to get to the 1% of what they're doing anyway. Now, take that with understanding that mentality, and now think about Patrick Mahomes. Times that by 10. None of these guys are going into this game, regardless of how fans look at it on the outside, saying, you know, we got here. What a great year. It's, I want to go get it right now.
Of course, Chiefs-Buccaneers, Sunday, the February 7th. You can hear the game right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And big Wichita birthday today. Wichita State baseball head coach Eric Wedge is 53 today. Of course, when he played at Wichita State, he led the Shockers to the national championship. That season, Eric Wedge led the nation in walks and total bases. He was second in the nation in runs scored, runs driven in, and home runs.
Wow.
And he hit .380 that season. Of course, went on to be a very successful manager in the major leagues, had stints with the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Mariners. He was the American League Manager of the Year with the Tribe back
very,
in 07.
Very good numbers.
Now he's the head coach for the Shocker baseball team. Happy birthday to Eric Wedge, 53 today, and that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Now we got to get him back out there on the field and doing some baseball.
Yeah, they were on a 10-game winning streak when COVID hit last spring, and just starting to crank things up, and they had to pull the plug. So I know Eric Wedge and the guys are looking forward to whenever they can get back on the field and start this season.
They are chomping at the bit to get out there. All right, Ted. 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Some cities cannot guarantee the safety of their citizens.
Ooh.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.